Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and praise his holy name, for he is Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, Mount Carmel International Church, our Sunday morning service, y'all. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. I bless and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. He said, lift up your heads. Come on, come on, come on with me this morning. Oh, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads. Come on, church. Oh, ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Amen. It's Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I want to pray this morning. Praise God. And I pray that you are doing well this morning because I'm doing well. Praise God. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning. I'm in my right mind and I got the activity of my limbs. Come on. Give God some glory this morning. Amen. It might not be the way I want it to be all the way around, but God is still yet good. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come, God, this morning, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying your holy name, Father, because you are God all by yourself, Father. So I thank you, Father God, for each and every one that's on this line this morning, Lord God. I pray, God, for a double dose of your anointing, God, to take over them today, oh God. I pray, God, that our hearts will be open, Father God, to receive thy word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, that the airways be open, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, we come against every demonic activity right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the power of your anointing, God, to break every yoke, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I step aside, let the Holy Ghost take control this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you and I praise you and I glorify you and I lift you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I pray, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give. In Jesus' name I pray. With thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. Amen. Praise God. I bless and praise God on today. I want to go to a passage of scripture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we probably all heard. I'm going to go to Exodus, the 14th chapter, just verse number 18. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just come with me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want you to lag behind. I want you to come with me this morning. Amen. The Bible says, come on, the Bible says, then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now, here, God is saying that when I have gained honor for myself, come on, somebody, I want to talk to us today, praise God, hallelujah, today I want to talk about how you're coming out. See, a lot of times, praise God, we're living in a fallen world, and the Bible tells us that in this time, praise God, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Amen. Praise God. But God has set aside some things for his people. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. The only thing that God wants us to do, praise God, is stay in alignment with the power of the Holy Ghost. Stay in his presence. Allow those things to break off of us. Whatever needs to break off of us, praise God. We got to throw it overboard and allow God to be God in our life. We don't want to miss a beat. We want the things of God. We want the blessings of God. We want the anointing of God. We want the power of God to rest, rule, and abide in our life. Amen. Praise God. So today, amen, somebody say, hallelujah, Jesus, I am coming out. We all face situations that look permanent. It's easy to think it's always going to be this way. Just because it seems permanent to us, come on, doesn't mean it's permanent to God. God wouldn't let you get into it if he couldn't get you out of it. Even if you brought it on yourself, come on, somebody, that's where repentance come in. That's where we turn from our wicked ways. Come on, somebody. That's where we do a 360 and turn in the way that God wants us to turn. Come on, Holy Ghost. He had the solution before you had the problem. God says it's temporary. You're coming out of sickness. You're coming out of debt. You're coming out of loneliness. You're coming out of legal trouble. Come on, somebody. You're coming out of addiction. Come on, somebody. somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Job, it says God has set an end to the difficulties. That's in Job 28:3. God is Alpha and Omega. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He's already set an end to the addiction, the sickness, and whatever, amen, that you may be going through. Though it may say, or you may think, it's never going to change. Remind yourself, I won't always be lonely. Come on, somebody. I won't always be in this predicament. God has set an end. I want somebody to hear me today, praise God, because we're in the midst of all that's going on. The church, the people, they're going through some things, amen, that they never thought that they would go through. In the midst of the pandemic, God is bringing up every ungodly thing. Come on, Holy Ghost. That we ever dealt with to bring it up and out of us. Come on, somebody. God has promotion and abundance coming your way. This child won't always cause me heartache. This addiction, these bad habits won't always hinder me my whole life. See, there's a thing that God wants us to know today. That he is well able to take care of us. He is well able to pull us up and out of some things. He is well able, but you got to let him work a work in you. Somebody said, come on, Holy Ghost, work a work in me. See, when I was studying yesterday, I thought about this young girl. What happened to this young lady I met? She had alcoholic. She was an alcoholic. Cocaine habits for 14 years. She did everything in her own strength. I want you to hear me what the Holy Ghost is saying today. In her own strength to quit, but couldn't. She wasn't religious. She started praying in the morning and acknowledging God. God, I need you. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you're going through sickness. God, I need you. I don't care if you're going through poverty. God, I need you. I don't care if you're going through with your children. God, I need you. See, we got to get to the point where we call on the name of Jesus. We call on God to help us. For months, she didn't see a change. But one morning while praying, joy and peace came over her. It swept and cleansed her. So let me just say this, church. God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside. Somebody say, work that power today. Work it to the point, praise God, that when God touches, you'll be cleansed of all the things that's hindering your life. Because God desired to bless you. He desired to cleanse us from the inside out. Come on. From that moment, she lost all desire for alcohol. She lost all desire for cocaine. No withdrawals, just instant deliverance. I saw her again, and she looked totally different, healthy and smiling. She came into the end date set by the creator of the universe. Somebody say to yourself, there's an end date to what I'm going through. Come on, Holy Ghost. There's an end date, praise God, of what how God is going to bless me. When God turns it over, when the creator of the universe comes in, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, there will come a date when God will say enough is enough. It didn't create my child to suffer, but to be free. God may have allowed it, but he wouldn't let you get into it if he couldn't get you out of it. That end date could be today. I want somebody to know that the Holy Spirit is able to break everything that's in our lives. The Holy Spirit is able to come in like a flood. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit is able to lift you up and out of some things. The Holy Spirit is able to bless you. Today, praise God. It's the day, praise God. You got to tell yourself, today, God, I need you. Oh, come on, somebody. You wouldn't be discouraged. You'll act like it was going to happen. That's what faith is all about. Believing before seeing. Some may ask if you're still dealing with the problem. Yes, I'm still dealing with it, but I'm coming out. I want somebody to know that I'm coming out of this thing. It's going to get better. My bills are going to get paid. My children are going to get blessed. This sickness is going to leave. This abandonment is going to bring me power. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory this morning. Glory to his name. God, I thank you. It's going to get better. The number of my days. Come on. The number of my days God will fulfill. That's what the Bible says. It's only temporary. I will lead you. Come on, come on, come on, saith the Lord. It's only temporary. I will lend and not borrow. I've come to encourage somebody today. I'm still there, but I'm coming out. God is opening doors that no man can shut. Come on, somebody. Where you are is not where you're going to stay. You're coming out of depression into joy. Come on. You're coming out of depression into joy. I want somebody to hear that today because you've been depressed, oppressed. Come on, somebody. But you're coming out of it, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. You're coming out of bad breaks into favor of God. A lot of times, praise God, God allows things to take place in our life. But I want you to know, praise God, yes, you might have had a bad break, praise God. Yes, you might have had things coming up against you. But favor of God is going to overtake you. Come on, Holy Ghost. David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, you got to say, I'm coming out of this valley. The valley is temporary. It's not your permanent home. See, he said, though I walk through. He didn't say I'm going to stay there in that place. He didn't say I'm going to die in that place. Come on, somebody. Spiritually, I'm going to die in that place. I will never come out. He didn't say that. David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, it's not your permanent home. If you let it become your permanent in your thinking, come on, it'll keep you from your destiny. Don't think I'll always have that problem. Pack up your belongings. Come on, somebody. The valley is not your home. You are not the citizen of your valley. You are not the citizen of death. Come on, and mediocrity. You may be there for a season, but your days of departure has already been set. Come on, Holy Ghost. You may be in a valley of sickness right now. Medical report doesn't look good, but your ticket says good health. Come on, somebody. I want to talk about the ticket today. My God, I give you glory. See, there are some times in our lives, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I give you glory, God. When I was studying this morning, glory, God showed me a train, yes, Holy Ghost, and it was a conductor, praise God, and he was giving out tickets, but you got to know that it's someone driving that train, praise God. God said, take your ticket today, my God, I give you glory, and take a seat and let me drive this train, saith the Lord thy God. See, you don't know which way you're going, my God, I give you glory, but God knows where you're going. He knows where your destiny's going to land at, praise God. We got to turn it over. Somebody say, turn it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and get on this train. Yes, God, I give you glory. The valley of loneliness. Come on, God. Your ticket said divine connection. Lord thy God. Your tickets that beauty for ashes. What was meant to harm you, come on, will work out for your good. The Bible says in Zechariah said, if you stay in hope, come on, if you stay in hope, God will pay you back double. Come on, somebody. I come today, praise God, as the power of God lead me, praise God, to speak over your life, praise God, as the prophet of God, as the apostle of God, to speak into your spirit. I won't always be in this place. I have a ticket to come out, praise God. I have a ticket to get off of this train, praise God. Friends of mine, beloved of mine, oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The friend lost their father. She was in a valley of grieving now. We're not supposed to stay in that valley. Weeping may endure for a night. Come on, Holy Ghost. But joy cometh in the morning. Come on, somebody. Say, hello, sunshine. There's glory coming after this, praise God. What you are going through. I got the ticket to come out. Your ticket says new beginnings. Come on, Holy Ghost. Don't think you're seeing your best days yet. The Bible says, Psalms 84 and 6 says, passing through the valley of weeping, you'll find pools of blessings. God will take your tears and turn them into pools of refreshing for you. The Bible says, in Genesis 15, God told Abraham, I'm sending your people into a foreign land where they will be enslaved. And it's interesting that God is the one that sent them into slavery. Come on, Holy Ghost. That doesn't sound like a good deal from God, do it? That setback was a setup to do something greater. God brought them back with more than they had before. The Bible says, then the Lord told Abraham, you can be sure that your descendants will be a stranger in a foreign land, and they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them. And in the end, they will come away with great wealth. See, God has it. Yes, Holy Ghost. God has a way, praise God, to make us cry out to him. He has a way, praise God, to bring us in a place, amen, praise God, where blessings will flow in our lives. He has a way, praise God, to make us cry out to him. But know this, praise God. Whatever God does, praise God, it's going to work out for your good. Come on, somebody. God will bring you out with great substance. Oh, come on, somebody. Give God the glory. See, there's times in our lives, amen, that we need to be encouraged by the Lord. There is times in our lives, amen, that we do need a rebuking. There's times in our lives, praise God, that we do need a refreshing, praise God. So today, praise God, God is coming to refresh somebody. He's coming to bless somebody. He's coming to let you know, praise God. I'm a sequoyanabashanda. If you get in it, I can bring you out of it. There's nothing too hard for my God. Come on, give God the glory. Come on and bless his holy name. Your trouble has a kaboshata. Your trouble has a promise attached to it. Come on and get your ticket today. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants to bless somebody. God wants to restore somebody. God wants to help somebody. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God is doing his thing, praise God. While he is yet working it out. Come on, somebody say, Jesus is working it out for my good, praise God. Everything bad in my life, don't end that way, praise God. There's something great coming behind it, praise God. If I believe and I trust God, that God, when you bring me through this, praise God, I will give you the glory. And the Bible says, amen, it is time for God's glory. It is time for him, praise God, to lift the name of Jesus up. It is time, praise God, that we say, Lord, I thank you. It is time, praise God, to give God the praises. It is time, praise God, to tell God thank you for bringing those children out. It is time, praise God, to tell God thank you for blessing my marriage.
no more. I don't feel disappointed no more. It is time, praise God. Though you're going through abuse, you're coming out of abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. I plead the blood of Jesus over you right now that you're coming out in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
Say I have all of the answers, and I don't know how long you'll feel this way. Please believe that life is like a movie, and God is working hard behind the scenes. God is working in your life, working in your life, working in your life. God is working, working in your life, working in your life. He's working in your life. Remember, God does all his best work in the dark. The facts don't line up when you're trying to believe, but you feel like giving up. You need to know he doesn't take any days off, and he promised he would finish everything.
Working in your life,
working in your life,
working in your life.
He's working on your apart. Remember, God did all his best work in the dark.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. God does all his best work in the dark. Amen. Somebody say, God is fighting for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Listen, listen, listen. Your problem, come on, there's a ticket tagged on. Amen. And it's producing the promise. Come on. It's producing the promise. Your problem is producing the promise. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God the glory today. Praise God. You know, yesterday was a little story that I heard, praise God, but let me just say this. God will bring you out with great substance. I want somebody to bring it all in, take it all in, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What I see today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, it won't always be like this. Come on, somebody say it. It won't always be like this, praise God. Just let me share a story. Amen, praise God. It was a car that was stolen, right? Praise God. It was a young man, and it was his first car ever. Yes, Holy Spirit. It was on, he was on his way to school, and the car was gone. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. The police couldn't find the car, but the family was worried. They kept saying, God is fighting for us. Come on. Come on, I want you to hear what I'm saying today. God is fighting for us. Come on. 6 weeks later, insurance paid him for the cost of the car. His father had a nice high-end sports car. Friend of the father said, I want to give you something. This man gave his father an expensive luxury car. He gave his sports car to his son. Before the car was stolen, the young man had a car payment. After it was stolen, he and his father had better cars, no payments. See, God will turn it around for your good if you trust him. So whatever problem that you have right now, your problem is going to produce the promise that God has for you. Come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, in Psalm 66 and 12 says, we went through the fire, through the floods, but you brought us into abundance. God is going to do more than you can ask or think. God could have kept the car from being stolen. I want you to hear this. God wouldn't have allowed it unless ultimately it would work for the good. The Bible says in Exodus 14, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Come on. God planned it to receive great glory at Pharaoh's expense. God allows certain enemies, come on, to come against you so he can bring you out better than you was and better off. Come on. When you beat that sickness, come on, accomplish your dreams and we'll know it was the favor of God. We want to make you an example. Come on. God wants to make you an example of his goodness. We want to pray, God, keep me from all opposition. Come on, opposition and trouble. But our character is developed in the tough times. Oh, y'all going to talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because let me just say this, praise God. I don't know who going through something out there, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But listen, listen, listen. If you are going through a tough time right now, in the midst of all that you're going through, God is building and developing character in your tough times. And then we get to see the greatness of God. You may not be doing anything wrong. Come on, I want to talk to us today. God may just want to show out in your life. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus saw the blind man from birth. Come on. Nobody sinned. The Bible said nobody sinned. He was born this way so that the glory of God could be seen through him. That man was a testimony.
testimony to the goodness of God. The Bible says in Exodus 14, I'm not going to read the whole chapter, when I get through with Pharaoh, all of Egypt will know that I am God. All your enemies, come on, help me, Holy Ghost, will know that he is God. Because the Bible said that I'm going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God allowed things to take place in our lives to bring him glory. It was God saying, so stay in faith and your situation may look bad. Get ready. Your prime, come on, you're a prime candidate for God to show himself strong. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You will give him great glory at the expense of your enemies. God caused Pharaoh's heart to be hardened. That tells me that God is in control of your enemies. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Saul had to get permission to persecute the Christians in the Bible in Acts 9. He got the papers from the high priest and was on his way to imprison the believers. As he was traveling, a bright light knocked him off the horse. At times, God gives us enemies permission to test us. God can stop the sickness. Yes, he can. God can end the family trouble. Yes, he can. God can end the legal situation. Yes, he can. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. All those things God can do. He can end all those things. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. But I want you to know, praise God, what God is saying. Whatever comes against you, God can stop it. The enemy won't have his last laugh. Somebody say in your, you will have the last laugh, praise God. You got to understand that you are not the victim. Come on, somebody. But God will give you victory over those things that you're going through. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. Yes, the enemy's sitting back and he thought, and he's laughing. Praise God, that's Holy Spirit. But God is going to give you the last laugh. If you stay in alignment, if you stay in God, if you follow the promises of God, God will do those things. God said, I will lift up a standard against the enemy. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. But there's conditions in our lives that we must follow by God. You can't be living a mess and expect God to show up and show out in your life. You got to get yourself right. Pull yourself in. Shake yourself. As I tell my husband, praise God, we watch a movie, praise God. And Jay Brown, he just went ballistic. He just did his own thing. He started doing drugs. He started doing everything. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But then he looked in the mirror. He said, come on, Brown. Come on, Brown. Come on, Brown. He had to shake his own self. But I'm here today to tell you, praise God, whatever your name is, come on and get it together. Come on and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none better, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. He's the only one that get power to get wealth. Come on, somebody. He's the only one can lift you up. We always said, yes, God, I am the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath. God, you said you give me land that I never till. Come on, somebody. We got to get right with God. We got to do right, praise God. We got to repent daily, praise God. I'm talking to myself first, praise God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, people of God. Come on, let's get this thing right. Come on, let's tell God thank you. Come on, tell God I repent of my sins. God, I could have been better in this thing. God, I know what you told me to do, but God, I went backwards, praise God. So I'm calling forth, praise God, the prodigal child. I'm calling forth, praise God, that prodigal daughter. I'm calling forth, praise God, that prodigal son. I'm snatching you out of the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. And I call forth the glory of God that you will walk right before the Lord, that you will get your blessings, that everything that you got spoke over your life, that you shall receive in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 129, David said, from youth, enemies persecuted me, but haven't been able to finish me off. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I love David. My God, I give God the glory for this. David, he said, they wasn't able to finish me off. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, I don't care how much dirt they throw on you. I don't care how much they try to bury you, praise God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. If you're living for God, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God will literally dig you out of that dirt, praise God. Brush you up. Set you before kings and queens, praise God. David knew, praise God, when he worshiped the Lord, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, from his youth, he knew, praise God, when the enemy persecuted me, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, yes, God, but haven't been able to finish me off. God has the final say. And he's saying, you're coming out. God, unique defense system. Hear what the Holy Ghost say today. My God, I give you glory. God's unique defense system. As a child of the Most High, God, put something on that you won't be defeated. Come on, somebody. As a child of the Most High, God, put something on you that won't let you be defeated. Isaiah said, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The word of God, it may form, come on, but God will stop it. My enemies, your enemies cannot finish you off. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, God is fighting your battles. The Bible says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to idols. Sometimes God will deliver you from the fire. Other times God will make you fireproof. Come on, Holy Ghost. It looks like it was over. The only thing that fire burned was the cord holding them back. Come on, somebody. Didn't we throw three men in here? Why do I see four men and one look like the Son of God? Come on. My God, I give you glory. When they came out, the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar said, well, all worship their God. You may feel like you're in the fire now. It's temporary. You're coming out better. Come on. Come on. Come on with me. All your family, your friends, your enemy will know you have the favor of God. The end of your difficulties has already been set. It couldn't happen. It could even happen on this week. Get up every morning thanking God. The tides of the battle is turning. Plan your coming out party. Come on, somebody. Great joy, great victories are in your future. Somebody say today, my God, I give you glory. I'm fireproof. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm fireproof. What they thought was going to take me out, I'm fireproof. When they talked about me, I'm fireproof. When they scandalized my name, I'm fireproof. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When they thought they snatched some things from you, I'm fireproof. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is our unique defense system. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, let's give God the glory, people of God. God is worthy of the praises. Come on, you got to know, praise God, that I'm fireproof today, praise God. God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I worship you. Glory to his name. Just know that the Son of Man is right there in the fire with you. And today, I give you your ticket, as the Holy Ghost said, of your new beginnings. Just know, nothing will stop you. God is fighting for you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. All my life, I didn't lift my hands up to nobody. I didn't talk about them. I didn't say nothing. I knew where my battleground was at. It was in my prayer place. And when I stayed in my prayer place, God fought my every battle. I ain't got to say nothing. Somebody say, I ain't got to say nothing. All I got to do is stay in my prayer chamber. And God will fight your every battle. In that prayer chamber, He will make you fireproof. Come on, Holy Ghost. He will make you to know that God is your unique defense system. Ah, come on. I praise God today. Amen for you, you and you. Praise God. I'm Ashanda. God is going to work out everything that concerns you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank and praise God on today. Amen for the word of God today. I pray that you was blessed by the word. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God, yes, Ashanda, have released the anointing on you. Praise God to go farther, and go higher and higher with him in the name of Jesus. God is doing miraculous things. Stay the course, people of God. You might see the trouble, but know that God is the problem solver. He will fix it for you. Know that God is the one that holds your future. He is the one, praise God, that will hold your hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is the one, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, that will bless you in the time, amen, while you are yet waiting on him. He will bless you. We thank and praise God today for his mercy and his grace. We thank and praise God today, amen, hallelujah, for his goodness. We thank and praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for all that he wants to do in your life. He is Alpha. He is the Omega and the beginning of all things. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged, people of God. Receive your ticket of your new beginnings today. Let us pray. Let us pray. I want to thank you all for coming on this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, praise God, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. And you know the Cash App is $ANOINTED222. That's anointed 222. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank all the ones. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, that you've been a blessing to this ministry. You are keeping the ministry going. Praise God. And like God said, I will give seed to the sower. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you, 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 and you. Before I pray, amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let me just go here for a minute before I pray. Amen. Don't miss the blessing. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The prayer of your blessings for this week. Amen. Just hold on for a minute. Praise God. I want to put something on. God gave me the song, and it's an old song, and I heard the song, so I want to, it's a little song, and it's not long, so just wait with me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. He wants you to hear this.
People get ready, have a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the beat of harmony. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Mighty God, praise God, hallelujah. I almost had tears in my eyes. Lord, I thank you. Let's thank the Lord, amen, for the privilege of being alive today. As you step out this day, may God give you a shame-wiping miracle. Every financial miracle and career line drawn against your life, receive grace to cross now in the name of Jesus. I pray the Lord will use you to be a good reference point in your bloodline. I pray that prayer today. Yes, you shall be the record breaker in your family. Even in your community, you shall be a reference of God's grace. May you receive the grace of great achiever in your family this day and forevermore. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, God. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, Father God, for what you have done and said on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, as we begin our week, God, that you will bless us, God, from the yes, Holy Spirit, from the north, south, east, and west, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a blessing be upon each and everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will bless their homes, God. Bless their finances. Bless their children. Bless their spouses, God, in the name of Jesus. Physically, spiritually, financially, mentally, and matrimonially, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to move by your Holy Spirit in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for divine guidance on this week, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for divine settlement on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we know that you're more than enough, Father. So we will let you drive that train, Father God, and we will take our seat on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will hold on to our ticket, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. That ticket, God, that says new beginnings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said nothing is too hard for you, Father. So we bless thy holy name, God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, break every yoke, God. Break every yoke, God. Break every chokehold. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, that's been put over the people's mind, God. We pray that by thunder, by fire, God, break it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of affliction, Father God, break it right now, God. Every yoke of poverty, break it right now, God. Every yoke, God, that put on marriages, God, that tried to destroy them, God, break it right now, Father God. Over our children, God, break every yoke right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we call forth the glory of you, Father, to, yes, God, to rest, rule, and abide in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the, Holy Ghost, for the McNeil family, God, I pray for us, God, today, God. I pray for the Burgess family, God, today, God. I pray for the Moore family today, God. I pray for the Holman family today, God. I pray for the Water family today, God. I pray for the Williams family today, God. I pray for the Butler's family today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, bring your glory, God, over our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're going to do. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah.
Before I say amen, I want to say something to you. The Bible says, and he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulties. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Know that God fights for you today. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put it in the hands of God today. Whatever you're going through today, put it in his hands. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but that is faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding and joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Don't forget, praise God, Tuesday at 6 p.m., Bishop Thurman Butler will be on Undisputed Truth Ministry, where they make champions. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday, and grace and peace be upon you and your home. In Jesus' name, amen.